From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. So now that summer is here, outdoor markets are officially in full swing, and one of those markets is focused on providing free local produce to seniors. Last year, Caldwell became the very first in the state to offer a senior nutrition program through its farmers markets, which is now offering benefits beyond just produce. So joining us today to talk more about the program is the program manager for University of Idaho Extension and co-facilitator for the Caldwell Health Coalition is Lindsay McConnell-Soon. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
So first off, Lindsay, can you just tell us a little bit about the program, how it works, and really how you found out that there was this need and then were able to begin the program?
Sure. Yeah. So the program started last year, like you said. We're in our second year. And I think it started from a basic awareness that our seniors were needing a little bit more assistance, particularly in food security issues. And so the Caldwell Health Coalition was presented with an opportunity to create a program. The USDA actually has a senior farmers market nutrition program that most states participate in, but Idaho does not. And so that is where we started to see that we needed to do something. And so we received some funding in the first year for a pilot program from St. Luke's and the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation. And the coalition put together a committee and we made it happen. So how it works is that we are at each week of the farmers market, and folks can come to our booth there at the market. They sign up. They answer a few questions with a brief survey. They get a punch card for the rest of the weeks of the market. And each week we give each household $6 in vouchers that they can then use to purchase fresh produce from the vendors right there at the market.
And how do you think senior citizens benefit from this program?
Oh, gosh, I think it's multi-layered, really. I mean, obviously, we're talking about just the nutritional piece, right, and getting more fruits and veggies on their tables. But especially right now, and just over the course of the program, as it's developed, we've got inflation and just the financial assistance. $6 a week doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it really is making a difference from what we hear from the seniors. And then in addition, I mean, as we've seen over the last few years of the pandemic, we know that our seniors have really struggled with social isolation and loneliness. And so this provides another opportunity for them to get out of the house, get some physical exercise as they're walking around. And if anybody's been to Caldwell's Indian Creek Plaza and the farmers market, you know that there's just a fantastic energy there. There's just a really great sense of community. There's live music. It's just a really fun, welcoming place to be. And so we're getting that benefit from them as well. And we see the same people each week, you know, that come back, and we get to know them, and they just really enjoy socializing and talking to people. So there's all of these different layers, not to mention the financial benefit then to the vendors, the farmers and the produce vendors that have this influx of money as well that wouldn't have been there without this program.
I know you mentioned that the senior nutrition program debuted in 2021 and it was a pilot program. So what has happened since then? I mean, what does the program look like this year? And you've expanded some of the services, correct?
Haven't expanded a lot of the services. We made it pretty similar to what we did last year because it worked really well. But we are looking to be able to provide some resources for some of the questions that we get. Like our program isn't set up to serve seniors who are homebound or who can't make it to the market. So we've started making sure that we have some extra resources on hand to give those people who are asking questions about them. And then we've also incentivized it. The booth at the market is completely volunteer run. And so we've incentivized it for any agencies or organizations around the community that have direct services that they can provide seniors. We've allowed them to come in, and they can they can provide resources as well, which is not normally allowed at the farmers market for any businesses to advertise. So we're trying to give them as much as we can while we're there at the booth.
And you know, you had mentioned at the beginning of this interview about having access to produce, right? Having access to grocery stores, to farmers markets.
Right. Tell
us a little bit about Caldwell and why there has been such a need for a program like this for senior citizens. And I ask you that because I think it people might be surprised that we have food deserts right here in the Treasure Valley.
Absolutely. It is kind of surprising to think about the amount of food that is grown in this area and that there are people who are food insecure and who struggle to get that fresh, healthy food on their tables. So one of the other projects that the Caldwell Health Coalition took interest in early on as we were focusing on food security. Actually, there's a market, Cliffs Market in Caldwell, that serves a lot of really great produce and, you know, was going to look at potentially shutting down a few years ago before the pandemic. And so that was one place where we stepped in, recognizing that would create even more of a food desert in that neighborhood in Caldwell. So certainly the addition of the farmers market and that particular market, Cliffs Market, staying open have helped. But, you know, we see more and more fast food chains going in all the same places. And it's just really difficult for people to get access to these foods. And certainly with our seniors, we heard one story recently about a lady who had said she couldn't remember the last time she had eaten fresh berries because she never buys them because they're too expensive when she does have access to them. But she used her vouchers one of these recent weeks to buy a carton of fresh berries, and she was really excited about that. So there's just these pieces that we don't often think about or realize that even though we are very rich in agriculture, we have people in our communities that are really struggling to have access to fresh produce.
Well, and in particular seniors, because so many of them are on very strict fixed incomes.
Exactly. Exactly. That's one thing that we were concerned about and certainly have seen or heard questions about in our first couple weeks. The first thing people were asking was whether or not we increased the amount of the vouchers this year due to inflation and all of the rising costs. Unfortunately, with our funding, we kept everything the same so that we could continue to serve the same number of households this year. And we'd set those details in place before things really started to skyrocket. But we are hoping to be able to increase our funding in future years and be able to serve more households with a higher amount of money for their produce.
And how many households are you currently, are currently participating in the program?
So last year with our funding, we didn't put a cap on each week. We just kind of rolled it out to see how that worked. And we were serving about 100 households per week. And so that's how we've kind of structured it this year as well, so that our funding per week is at about 98 households per week. If we don't use all the vouchers in one week, which is pretty rare, then we can add that onto the next week. And I'm happy to say that for both years, 100% of our funding has gone directly into the vouchers. All of the volunteering, all of the operating costs, staffing has come from just direct volunteers or our member organizations just chipping in and providing it. So all of that has gone to the community.
You know, the program not only serves vulnerable communities, but as you mentioned, it contributes to the success of local produce growers as well. Can
Absolutely.
You talk a little bit more about that? Because, you know, growers have been critically impacted as well by the pandemic, by inflation. I mean, you know, in order to survive, they've had to raise their prices.
Right. Well, that's actually what's next on my list. We didn't have a chance in our pilot program. We were, you know, just working on keeping things going. But this year, yeah. that is my plan. And in the next couple of weeks, I will be connecting with the vendors to see, you know, what this program has done for them and how it's impacted them. We've had really positive response. They actually send people to our booth to get signed up if people haven't heard of it and they've been marketing for us at the market. So that's been really great. But yeah, we want to see as we continue with this program, all the different layers of impact that it's having and how we can continue to make those partnerships even stronger. And then the volunteers at the booths, people really enjoy it so far. I've got an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old who absolutely love coming down and running the program with me, and everybody that's volunteered so far has just, it contributes to them too. They really look forward to doing it. And I think I've got maybe one spot left 1 week for the whole season through the end of September where I don't have, you know, a full volunteer staff yet, but we still have time.
So, you know, the disparity between senior citizens and affordable access to produce has been a growing concern. How much would you attribute this to the COVID pandemic? Or, I mean, but this was something that we were seeing before then.
Sure. Yeah. I imagine that it's been a problem on a number of levels already. And then as we've seen with the pandemic, things just get so magnified and we really start to see where some of those gaps are. They get exaggerated in circumstances like that. So I think there's this combination of not feeling safe leaving the house. And if you're having to travel farther anyway to get some of these resources that you're needing, it all compounds to make it more difficult. So one thing we're hoping with the market is, you know, with it being outdoors and we've got access to vaccines now, you know, hopefully it feels a little safer and is a little safer. It's more reasonable to be able to come out to do this, but we are looking at ways to serve that farther. You know, obviously there's folks who can't come around and walk around the market or get out of their home. So looking to how we can expand it in the coming years if we have the funding to do so. That's not guaranteed mm-hmm. each year. So
let's delve into that a little bit before I let you go, because the program is currently sponsored by the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation, by St. Luke's, and by the city of Caldwell. So how can our listeners, how can other nonprofits financially support your cause? Because this is a real need in our community.
Yes, absolutely. Especially since, you know, we're doing this on our own and participating in some of the programs that already exist. This year we're funded solely by St. Luke's and the city of Caldwell. The Blue Cross of Idaho funds were last year and for pilot programs only. So we weren't eligible for those this year. Yeah, the city of Caldwell has written into their budget proposal for the next year support for this program. And, you know, we're hoping we continue to get funding from St. Luke's if that's possible. But I would really love to begin to expand that by having other organizations in the community be able to, you know, not necessarily have to donate a large chunk of money, but if we can get multiple agencies giving those, you know, smaller amounts and being a sponsor at different levels, then that would be fantastic. And we can continue to grow that way. And this is so well received by the community. I had one lady saying that she was, you know, she's already written her senators about the program because she's so grateful for it and she wants them to know about it. But if we can continue to get that out there and people, you know, will want their name attached to it, hopefully, because everybody really values something like this.
And as you mentioned, your organization has stated that funding is not guaranteed beyond 2022. Now, you did mention that the city of Caldwell does have a line item in their budget for this for next year. But what is your plan then to try to make sure that this does you know, go beyond this year, that this can be a sustainable program? And is it, as you mentioned, I mean, maybe finding these other nonprofits who can come in and you know, kind of piecemeal things together with you?
Right. Absolutely. Well, the Caldwell Health Coalition is exploring its options for becoming a nonprofit itself, and that can certainly help our ability to receive fundings. We have a committee that is going to start looking at grants and just at the organizations around our community that, you know, we're into a new fiscal year. So it's now on our, now on our list to, be filling out some of those forms, requesting donations and sponsorships. So really it's just our coalition members pulling together. Certainly if any listeners are feeling inspired, they can contact me directly and I'll make it happen. We'll get you signed up for a sponsorship for next year. But yeah, that's part of getting this new project going and certainly making it sustainable, because I don't want to have to be the one to tell the folks who are relying on this each week that it won't be offered next year. So I'm going to do everything I can with my teams to keep that going.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about this. Maybe more people know about it, that can give you a boost, hopefully, because what a needed program. We've been talking with Lindsay McConnell-Soon, Program Manager for University of Idaho Extension and co-facilitator for the Caldwell Health Coalition. We've been talking about a program with the Caldwell Farmers Market. It offers free produce for seniors. Now, the market, if you are interested, is located at the Indian Creek Plaza. It is open every Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. through September. Lindsay, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gemma. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely.